was the other one.
Yeah, and they were going to come up, they were going to run this into the program and see what it kicked out as, what our top priority bid. Did we ever do anything more on that?
That hasn't happened.
No.
Since Frank left, that's been...
I've seen that.
It's been dropped.
Well, they had some samples. The last one, they gave us samples. But have we even made a presentation from all the districts yet?
We all gave him the list. There wasn't a presentation.
We got through several.
I made a presentation, and right. You've made a presentation.
I didn't. I missed mine.
You missed yours.
I turned mine in.
But a lot of us had made presentations.
Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. You had, mm-hmm. And I did. But anyway.
Charles, the $40,000 is that we need to get something in the budget process early on. And so we arrived at that figure knowing what our percentage cost was going to be on these things. We have some money allocated, or we're sitting here spinning our wheels. And I think the commission's going to do that, according to Buddy.
Have done that.
So we can move forward here with this situation, but it's not... going to be broken up into different projects the way I understand it now, and this is one of those, which was a $4,000 situation.
So we're trying to get some more, we're trying to get a matching fund to help with all that.
Yeah, right.
Which is $12,000 more.
If I remember right on that match, right. They, it was a 10, this
80-20,
but we had $4,000.
Yeah. Yeah, which I'm not.
But I thought they had a cap of.
It's $10,000 per project.
$10,000 per project. So we'll match $4,000. They'll have $10,000. We'll get $14,000.
But through the budget process, if we got that $40,000, at least we picked those out of there, and we have that money available for the matching fund.
Yeah.
Did so you answer yes? That was a...
Again, I don't know how the numbers were derived. I wasn't here. But on a standard $10,000 grant, you'd be in for $2,000, and the state would pay $8,000. So you've got four allocated, so I don't know if they were envisioning two separate projects.
It was my understanding that we were get equivalent to $12,000 for our four and eight more. All
right, so two of ours matches their eight, and our, we have two on top of that.
Two matches the eight, and okay. So you've got a spare two there somewhere.
On top of our total of 12.
So then once we get those funds, then Great River would take those funds. Is that what you said?
Once the project is approved by the state, then we would do the studies, and then as we do that work, that money would be paid out.
And so they would approve it for. And do you know what studies that you would be doing?
Like I said, I wasn't here for the derivation.
See where I'm going?
So my understanding was there was some cost estimating on some projects and some looking at safety issues, and I don't know what else besides that.
Basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's taken these matrices that this process that we're doing, taking those matrices and determining there's some of that stuff that depends on scoping and depends on the cost analysis of that, where they score in all this, because we don't have any cost estimates about what any of these projects that are on that matrix that we turned in would come up to. We would like to say this might be a $2 million project, or it might be a $400,000 project or whatever, but we don't have any place to start. So even if we come up with projects and we have a matrix or a scoring system that we have approved, we can't go anywhere because we don't know what they cost to start the score. We can tell what the traffic counts are. We can tell what all these other things are. We just don't have an estimated cost of the project. And I thought this was the piece that would get us the estimated cost of whatever number, whether it's a top five or whatever it is, but get us a place to start so we got something to work with. Then we've got something we can go to the county and say, okay, these are our projects. This is how much it costs. This is how they score in the system and all that. We got everything we need except this piece. And many of the funds that are available to us to multiply our funds don't permit planning. They only permit, well, they're like construction of projects and things like that. This particular one gives us that assistance piece that we don't have any other way. So at least in my mind, that's how this fits in our puzzle, is to get us farther down the road on being able to present some of our work.
Well, we can't get to first base. We can't get to first base of the state until we do that, because that's the first thing they ask for, Harold.
So what I'm trying to get down, is it down in stone that so that Great River knows what they would be proposing to the state that we want to do with this matching fund?
It's my understanding that's correct, and that they through this matrix that we're talking about is that we picked our top five projects, although that could change over a period of time. But they do the study to be ready when we have these funds available. And so we therefore ask for a budget of $40,000 to the county, knowing right now $4,000 is all we're going to take advantage of, but the money's there. But we had to have that budgeted through the commission.
Well, and not only that, but there was a timeline
right.
for these matching.
That's correct.
It's the reason why we had to act as quickly right. as we did.
And through that was January 31st, and now that's been extended out.
Yes.
To where it can still be taken advantage of.
And Charles, were you thinking of there was a conversation about funding a master plan to look at a circular road? Is that what you were thinking about?
Well, I thought that the last meeting I attended, when we said we wanted $40,000, that was to make, the discussion was we did not have a master plan for for the roads in Taney County, and that's what we went in and asked the $40,000 for, is to do that master plan.
That's correct.
It didn't have anything to do
you
with
remember
the projects.
Correct, you absolutely.
But that was what we said at the last meeting I attended. And I was just
we just need to get some money allocated, start that process rolling, and then this thing come up too, and that we had to have those matching funds for it. But you're absolutely correct.
I might be mistaken, but I think these projects ultimately will form the master plan.
That's absolutely correct.
They are the projects that will be on the master plan, I think, anyway. My projects that I've done, I hope, make it to the master plan.
I think the terminology was that we're creating spokes right now that can go into the overall plan. But good point, though.
Where were we?
Charles, I'm not convinced you got the information you need here. You don't look like you're liking one bit of this.
He's my kind of man, though. He's asking.
Well, that's okay, but I want to make sure that I don't want to be doing stuff that we're not convinced is the right thing to do.
And well, my only concern was that, in my mind, I wasn't too sure if we're going to the commission and somebody was to talk to me from the commission. I want to make sure I would. Since I had missed some meetings, I really understood what it was that Great River was going to go to the state to try to get these matching funds for, what they were getting that money for. I understand they're going to, if they get it, then they're going to be the one doing the work. But I want to make sure I knew, because, like I said, the last time I came here, we all voted to ask for $40,000. It was for a master plan, and I took that to mean like we were talking about the possible track out south, and I didn't think that meant our projects that we had, even though yours might have been in there, because what you were doing was traffic control, but a lot of us were doing things a little different than that. I thought we was going to be looking at them if we, was to kind of like what... the one engineering firm that we tried to go in, and they were going to look at doing work on 160, and we didn't get any funds, HDR was going to try to remember. But anyway, I'll just,
You're talking about the three lane?
Yes.
Okay. Funding fell apart completely.
Right, I know, yeah.
So therefore,
we didn't get any money.
Yeah. It's not gone. It just got put back.
But I thought if we had a master plan for Taney County in the way of transportation,
and this could be on that plan. And it just might not be the top five.
And I'm thinking this $4,000 is a bite of that, so that's why it could come out of the $40,000, because it's a step towards that. It just isn't paying somebody $40,000 and bringing back a plan. This is just like a step. And then if the plan actually costs more than $40,000, we've just attracted $8,000 of money to that pot to help with that. So not Now, if we spent all of our money, we would have $8,000 additional. So now we may have $48,000 to work on the master plan. But this is a little piece that can move us that way with additional funds coming to Taney County. So that's kind of how I would see that. I'm not sure that 160 is still on our list, and I would think that it would be in a master plan someplace. Is it on the MoDOT project list?
Pieces of it are different intersections, I believe.
So, and that's something that we haven't reviewed since it's been accomplished either. Because MoDOT has come along and done their scoring for this year, District 8 has. And we have a number of, I think, David, you attended that, didn't you? Buddy, did you go to that one? That big scoring thing? Yeah. We did very well. Taney County, at least in my estimation, did very well.
Changed after you left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the time, well, it got better.
Okay. And this is kind of what we're on the way to have, something like that.
That is something that I'll give you a copy of because you asked for it some time ago.
Okay.
Were you at the last partners?
No.
Because we handed that out and talked to everybody about that at that particular meeting. But
okay, well, I'm all right then.
Let me have that and I'll get you a copy.
And after we do this TEEP program that for $12,000, then we have $36,000 left to do something. And we don't know what that is yet, right? There's something down towards the master plan as we head that way.
I would hope that once we have this where we can move forward with our scoring process and we've got everybody's projects on the table, we could have something that comes up with a value to projects and how they relate with each other, the ones that we've identified so far. And then there may be other projects that when we look at that list, if it's totally 160 now, I would also say, and this is just me, but how 160 or F or 76 or any of those gets helped is we do these littler chunks with bite-sized pieces, which I think 160's into the big plan, that one that Buddy had right there, for those, and then that helps us close those gaps and get it all done. And I think many of our projects, just like saying we're going to redo E76, may not be doable, but getting T Highway intersection improved is a big help.
It's a mess.
And so I'm thinking if we do those in all of our priority things, whether it's wherever it is. So.
Well, our discussion, trends change, and we need the new racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Developers coming in. Developers, basically it's going to come to this commission or planning zoning or whatever and says, here's what we got planned, what do we need to do? And we need to be able to say, well, you need to build a roadway to here because that's part of our overall plan, if you will, working off this matrix, if you will, to a certain extent. And it's difficult and not impossible to foresee what's going to happen. Well, you can't. And whatever master plan we might have will probably, without a doubt, change at some point in time as areas change. Industrial building, whatever. It's just difficult to do. But developers will put in a portion of that money, be glad to do it to get the projects done, but we need to be able to say, well, here's kind of where we're headed. This is the direction we need to be, and maybe they do the four-lane road to this point or whatever. It all gets in the mix, Charles. I'm trying to, because I understand where you're coming from. It all gets in a mix here, but with this matrix situation here, at least we kind of got a handle on what's, but I don't think anything we really pinpoint. And then we may have a situation where the state will come up and say, look, you know, if you'll put up 5%, we'll do 95% on the overall master plan for the whole county. Then we're at least we're available, and we have some money set aside to do that. Am I tracking right here or wrong, guys?
I think your numbers might be better than Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from that, the concept of the state coming and saying that they would help us with projects, and we have to say, well, here you go. These are our projects. This is our...
Right.